From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has broken decades of U.S. policy by officially recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital, beginning the process of moving the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to there.
We have declined to acknowledge any Israeli capital at all. But today we finally acknowledge the obvious, that Jerusalem is Israel's capital.
Mr. Trump said he was acting on a U.S. law directing the embassy to be moved to Jerusalem, where Israel's seat of government exists. The president insisted this does not change American efforts to secure peace in the region.
This decision is not intended in any way to reflect a departure from our strong commitment to facilitate a lasting peace agreement. We want an agreement that is a great deal for the Israelis and a great deal for the Palestinians.
Arab and Muslim leaders warned the decision could inflame tensions and destroy peace efforts. Saeed Barakat is a Palestinian negotiator.
This step is prejudging, dictating, closing doors for negotiations. And I think President Trump tonight disqualified the United States of America to play any role in any peace process.
But Jerusalem Mayor Nir Barakat applauded the move.
Clearly, this represents a very, very clear message to the world that the United States of America recognizes the historical ties between the Jewish people and Israel to its capital for the last 3,000 years, the city of Jerusalem.
UN Security Council will meet to discuss the matter Friday. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is planning a trip to Africa during the first 3 months of the new year. Mr. Tillerson briefed Wednesday at a U.S. air base in Germany on efforts to coordinate the diplomatic and military roles in U.S.-Africa in the wake of October ambush in Niger that left 4 U.S. soldiers dead. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he'll seek a new 6-year term in March elections. Russia analyst Mark Edderley of the University of Melbourne said he'll likely be re-elected without any serious opposition.
Much of the media are controlled by the Kremlin, and the president seems to be genuinely popular in large sectors of the population. So I would be fairly confident in predicting a win for Putin.
Mr. Putin currently enjoys high approval ratings, although an independent poll suggested fewer people will bother to cast ballots. A blockade of Yemen's ports appeared to have eased somewhat Wednesday as ships began arriving with desperately needed food and fuel. Jan Egeland heads the Norwegian Refugee Council.
They need to import virtually all their food, all their fuel, which means that we need a lot of ships every single day.
President Donald Trump also called Wednesday on Saudi Arabia to allow aid to reach the Yemeni people. The Saudi-led coalition battling Houthi rebels has blocked entry points in the impoverished Gulf nation since a missile was fired from Yemen toward the Saudi capital a month ago. Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez, in a tight contest to win re-election Wednesday, said he's open to a review of the delayed vote count in an election that was held back on November 26, and that the opposition candidate said he won. Salvador Nasralla has charged fraud and vote count manipulation and called for a complete recount. Mr. Hernandez has called on the country's electoral tribunal to re-examine all the votes. Wind-whipped wildfires near Los Angeles have forced hundreds of thousands to evacuate their homes. The flames have engulfed 32,000 hectares so far. Los Angeles Fire Chief Ralph Terraza said there is more bad news.
The brush burning index, that's a number that we rate the threat of a brush fire, for tomorrow is 296. This is the highest number I've ever seen in my career.
The flames have forced the closure of the San Diego Freeway. The governor has declared a state of emergency. The U.S. Wednesday announced it's restricting the entry of people suspected of being involved in Cambodia's crackdown on democracy, following the dissolution of the main opposition party and the imprisonment of its leader. The crackdown comes ahead of Prime Minister Hun Sen's bid to extend his decades-long tenure in next year's election. As Americans mark the 76th anniversary of the sneak Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor Wednesday, thrusting the U.S. into World War II, a memoir by the late Emperor Hirohito offering his recollections of that war fetched $275,000 at a New York auction Wednesday. The 173-page publication dictated shortly after the war ended at the request of U.S. Army General Douglas MacArthur, who headed the U.S. occupation. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.